These three papers taken together have not been challenged, and they still stand because they nobody.
That is fascinating. Yes, it is. Testing, testing.
That is fascinating. Yes, you're listening to KillRadio.org, and we shall return to that rebroadcast of the 9/11 debate between Chris and Bennett after the show. But right now we have more important things to do than figure out what the hell happened on 9/11. Right now we have tons of submitted music to play for you on here on KillRadio.org. We don't know where Mark is. I just came in a little bit late, and I'm a little bit perplexed and confused, but I'm sure I'll find out the answers to all the questions. Some crafty person labeled the mics here, which is cool, except the green mic should be mic 3, because I do it by color, but I guess the cozies are removable. Anyway, I'm going to throw in some music, give Mark a call, see what's going on. You're listening to here on killradio.org, myspace.com/HEAR_HERE, and we're going to start off with something called Amasua, which was sent to us from Bellaton Records, with no contact information, no MySpace address, no idea whatsoever how to tell you to find out more information about this artist. Great start to the show. I'm sure it's going to be lovely. It's got a picture of a naked woman wrapped in the American flag. It's called Liberty. So there you go with that. You're listening to here on killradio.org. Stick around if you want.
Set me
And there you go. Actually, that was pretty damn cool. It's a shame this person sent it to us with no contact information and nothing. Well, I was going to reveal that you're here. You're mic three?
Yes.
Whoa!
Ouch. Ouch.
There we go. So anyway, that was Amasua, and I'll give a dollar to anybody who can figure out how to contact this person and tell them that we played them. I went to the label and tried to communicate with the label, except their website has absolutely no contact information. You can go to Bellaton.com/store. That's Bellaton.com/store. And I think buy this single. Yeah. Look at this cover art. It's not very flattering. It's kind of...
Is she Russian?
Saturday Night Feverish. But anyway, pretty well-produced song, I think. So we found Mark... welcome
I've been
back
found, yeah.
from the land of the working.
I'm now the work. I had to get up at 6 a.m. today.
Oh, my God.
I think I
so,
found her.
So you were late a real job?
Yeah.
No, this is a different band called Amasua
God
out of
damn
Argentina.
It.
I know. I already went there. No, I really tried really hard to contact this
I don't
artist.
Believe you.
The no, only no. way I could... You know what I could have done?
What could have you done?
This is the letter that came with it.
You know what we should... Let's make the rest of the show about this.
This is the letter that
Can
came
we?
With it. All right, so it's got an address, so I could have mailed them a letter to explain that
okay,
they're going
to
so get
played. Like, and then to whom this might
it
concern.
Does, it does have a phone number, but I'm not going to call someone to be like, oh, I got your submission.
I'm sorry, you're sending it to our show. It's obvious who's on the show, and then it's to whom this may concern.
Well,
I'm sorry.
No, no,
I'm
just
John, you're nicer than me that I'm about
I,
this
well,
stuff.
We've always known
I'm going to be a dick about this.
No, I'm a nicer person than you. We know this. I'm just saying.
That's not true.
This is just sent to Kill Radio in general, attention programmer. So my guess
They've
is it was
there.
Part of a mass mailing. It wasn't sent to here.
Yeah, it's
but that's a shame because we would have promoted hardcore.
It's called
we would have put Amasua on the map if only we had an email address.
It's called doing your homework, though. I mean, you just don't. I think if you, it's just wise.
No, but I also subscribe to the throw shit around and see if it sticks mentality of promoting because sometimes it does stick.
And that's why you're an actor.
Not for long.
And that's why you're getting your master's degree.
I had my first weekend of school this past weekend. All
wow.
day Saturday, all day Sunday. And I'm gonna share a little secret just between you, me, and all our thousands of listeners.
3,000 people listening, what?
I love it. I love every minute of it. I love being in school. I love what I'm learning. I like my teachers. I like most of my classmates.
Wow.
Classmates I don't like. It's because of my own personal hang-ups, not their problem. And fantastic.
And you have to say that because I'm sure you've handed out the card for our show to listen. And so many of them are listening.
I
in an obsessive-compulsive way, I'm sure you've given the ticket away.
I need to get to know everyone a little bit better, and then I'm going to start getting them involved in Kill Radio.
You're going to raise your hand in front of everybody.
Because Kill Radio needs therapy.
Yes.
It needs marriage and family counseling.
And you're going to raise your hand in front of everyone in class. Go, hi, my name's John, and I'm a Jew.
Hi, my name's John, and I'm a member of Kill Radio.
Like, oh, God.
No, there's there's a fair amount of Jewish people in my class.
You've already looked it up. You've checked lineage and records.
No, one of the classes is Society and the Individual. And the first thing we had to do in class is go around and say your name, your religion, your ethnicity, your race, and your cultural identity.
Wow.
Because the whole point of the class is to define what those terms are.
If you're going to take that chair, you need to sit in it.
I like to be near the chair. I don't like to actually
but
use
I normally
it.
Sit
I use
in
the chair for is good.
I normally sit in that chair.
Okay, I'll sit.
Then you took it from me.
I'll sit.
You have to own it.
I'm just very excited to see you. I really thought that you had been killed because you've never been late for the show. And you've never not contacted
me
beforehand.
I can't believe how quickly I got here because I'm at Wilshire. I don't know if you know where Wilshire and Hudson is.
Yeah,
basically, it's a half hour.
It's not too far from here, but...
Yeah, it is.
But you're on foot.
By walk, it's literally a half-hour walk from Wilshire and Hudson to Wilshire Western.
So you ran to the subway station?
I didn't run. I walked very fast, very briskly.
Uh-huh. Did you skip?
No.
Did you sachet?
No.
Didn't mosey, obviously, because that would be too slow.
No. No, I just walked really quickly there. It's literally a half hour. It's a long walk.
If it had been snowing, you would have trudged.
Yeah. No, I would have my little snow truck. I don't even know how to walk in snow. How would I know what to do in snow?
I don't know.
So then I just had to jump two trains and get over here. And I thought I was going to be a lot later than I was. I thought it was going to be already 2:30 already. But I did pretty good.
Well,
yeah,
you could have carjacked someone. That would have gotten you here faster. Because I got here late, too, because I had an audition.
That also would have got me in jail faster, probably.
Well, Okay, yeah, there is that.
There is that aspect of carjacking.
Well, let's get on with the show, because I'm sure you have music to play.
Yeah.
I just played a track, and I got some other stuff to play. So why don't we go to music, and we'll come back, talk about our weekends a little bit more.
Yep.
All kinds of crazy shit going on. It's Columbus Day.
Oh, no, no, no. It's not Columbus Day. It's Genocide Day. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Are you going to out PC me with the Columbus shit? Are you going to out progressive me?
Well, in some ways I can, because my ex is
Columbus?
From South America, and he's half Mapuche Indian, which was one of the few tribes. It was the only tribe that wasn't conquered by the Spaniards, because they're so far down south, the Spaniards would fuck them. Also, they're like only 3 feet tall, so they're like, who cares, whatever.
Those lazy conquistadors.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, I'll tell you the story when we come back, because it's somewhat interesting.
Okay.
But let's go to music. This is a band out of Long Beach by the name of the Austin James Band, and they sent us some really cool tracks, so I'm happy to play them for all of us.
Hooray!
Their MySpace page is myspace.com/AustinJamesBand.
Wait, can we play the intro before you play the music? The intro to our show?
Do you really want to do that?
I think it's important part of the show.
Okay, we'll start with the intro, then we'll go to the Austin James Band, and you'll figure it all out.
Yeah. Oh, and you have another promo, too.
Why don't we tell everyone?
That's
and
a secret.
Then, and then after this, we have another song by Austin James Band. Then we have some silence, which allows me to crossfade out and able to come back
and
to...
We already knew that.
And, come
and then we're
going
to talk.
Back to you, John.
And we'll play some more music.
And then I'm passive-aggressive with you, because I didn't like that you were saying what was coming up next. And so I'm just going
to
punish you for the rest of the day.
I was about to comment to you on how excited I was that you put in the effort and that you have enthusiasm and show initiative. This was called healthy mirroring versus broken mirroring, except you're projecting onto me.
No, I don't. You know, I don't like running late. It's one of the things
I hate.
I'd much rather be early than late.
Yeah,
and
no,
that's why
I don't like running late.
I was born 3 months premature, so I think that's just innately.
So you were in a hurry, like
DNA.
Right at the get go.
I thought the womb was really overrated. It's like, get me out of here, man. This is stupid.
Well, and you've indicated that by the rest of your lifestyle.
Yeah,
haven't
last
you?
last womb I've ever seen. Last time I'll ever see. First and last time I'll ever see a vagina. Thanks, Mom.
Oh yeah, that's some great gay humor. right in the beginning of the show. Fantastic.
We're gonna go to our intro, just out of tradition. Then we'll go to the Austin James Band. The track you're gonna hear first is "This Is the Modern World." You're listening to here on KillRadio.org.
Mark is gay.
John's a Jew.
Corporate radio is killing music. Have you noticed how corporate radio is killing music? Before it's gone forever, Mark and John bring you here. Fans from around the world send us what to play. And now you can hear what music is supposed to sound like.
Thank you. KillRadio.org, where vinyl lives.
Welcome back.
Here, here.
That last track by the Austin James Band was Underwater. And then before that, we heard This is the Modern World. The Austin James Band is out of Long Beach. They're just south of us here. MySpace.com/AustinJamesBand.
And, I like that, by the way.
Yeah, they're really fun.
Yeah.
So welcome back, John.
Yeah. So
do you want to hear about yesterday?
I want to hear about yesterday. Oh, tell me about what happened at Tripolar.
Okay, so my event that I do once a month or once a week at Charlie O's Lounge, which is resurrecting itself in the new revitalization of downtown LA. I was supposed to have a gig there last night. First band was going at 8:30, and then there was four bands. It was Hercus Hero, Skyscraper Frontier.
Oh, Hercus, he emailed me a while back. I told him he should, because he hadn't done any gigs in LA, and I told him that he did good music. He should contact you. So
yeah,
that worked out.
I think I found out about him through, I want to say Chase Frank, but it was Skyscraper Frontier, then Chase Frank, and then Eject. I booked all four of them. I mean, basically
just
lifted
like
from the Hear Hear event.
The last event, yeah.
Yeah, and it was a great line. It was the best lineup yet, as far as I was concerned. I was really happy with it.
But?
I show up around 8:15, because I want to get there too soon, because they open at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., and they're closed down. There was some sort of pipe burst or something.
And oh, my God.
The rumor I heard was they've been closed since Thursday or Friday.
And no one bothered to contact you.
Well, I don't think so. I haven't checked my voicemail. You know, sometimes stuff gets delayed how you get it. But I didn't get a call that I know of. So it was weird. So
did you get my voicemail that I was going to be late today?
No.
Because I called you on Saturday or something to say I was going to be late today. Did you not get that? Because maybe there is something wrong with your phone.
Maybe. So they had this since they were closed on Saturday. They had signs up. Bands, go to Rock Bar 107 and rock out. So they were sending bands over there, but I didn't know that that was for Saturday because there was no date on the sign. So I was telling the bands to go over there, and then I find out, no, we can't have bands tonight. So I never got a hold of Gus, of Herka's Hero, Gus Hernandez.
And who is from out of town, too.
Like, no, he's in L.A.
Really?
Uh-huh. And
I must be confusing him with someone else. Okay. Then. Sorry.
I'll continue my story.
Go ahead.
And then I got a hold of Russ in Skyscraper Frontier, who said he would meet us over at Bar 107, but he never showed up. Mm-hmm. Well, at least I didn't see him. But Chase Frank showed up with a mod, and we all hung out and drank a whole bunch of beers and all this kind of thing. We tried to get him. There's a kind of a open mic at Lost Souls that night, and they really wanted to play, especially Chase. So we're trying to shove him into that and get him in that.
Well,
but
she has a bit to drive to get in. She's like at a Long Beach.
But she was fine with it. She was such a great sport. And then I got a hold of Eject. They were actually rehearsing, and I got a hold of them and said, hey.
Well, good you got a hold of them.
Yeah. So it was a bummer thing. It was weird because all day yesterday I was stressing about the event too, thinking like, God, this just it feels difficult for me to do because it's kind of hard to protest or promote when I'm getting just days certain at a time. And it's way harder to book each week than I thought. It would be.
It's a Sunday. Harder. It's at a place that's new. It's not like an established place where you just say the name and everyone goes, oh, yeah.
Right.
It's downtown, which different people have different feelings about.
And for me, I think how I was being unfair to myself, I was putting all the responsibility of whether or not I considered a successful night or Charlie O's considered a successful night based on how many people showed up, which I was taking all responsibility for.
Which is how I am when I do the Is Good Music nights. Which and it's like.
You can't take all responsibility. You can take about half responsibility for. Fairly enough.
Totally. You book a show. With
maybe not even that. I mean.
You book a show with a band that has five people in it and you promote for a month and they bring three people.
What are you supposed to do?
And you're the one who ends up feeling bad about it.
Right. The bands don't.
And that sucks.
Right. No. So I was stressing out about that. So anyway, hopefully I'll be able to talk to the management and figure out what's going on. I don't know if they're going to be open on the 14th. So I mean, it's all up in the air again. You know.
Well, I hope it works out for you.
Yeah, it was fun going to. I got free beer at Bar 107 all night. They felt bad for me, the bartenders that were there.
Oh, well, that's good.
So I got drunk.
They're good people over there.
Yeah, they're great. Very sweet. And Chase Frank was great too. She's so
and she's
supportive.
I wanted to say also, she has a new album coming out soon in the middle of November. I'm going to have her on Is Good November 15th. She's going to come into the studio, do a live performance, talk about her new album. We'll be able to preview some tracks, and then I think the release date was going to be November 15th, and it's been delayed like a week. So we'll be able to get her in here to talk about the new album right before it comes out. So I like doing stuff like that because it makes me feel like I'm at a real radio station.
She's just such a supportive person. I mean, she's real fun, and she's been real supportive of what this show does and your show and Kiel Radio. And so we hung out. We had a great time. It was fun.
All right. Well, let's get back to music.
Yeah. What do you got?
There's a lot more bitching to be done in between songs.
Oh, yeah.
This is a band called Hot Laundry, which I think is a great name for a band. This is they're out of Seattle. MySpace.com/hotlaundry. Going to play a couple tracks for you. And that's all the information I'm going to give you right now.
Great.
You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
Meow.
together we will be invincible. We ought to be alone real soon. Be alone real soon. Be alone real soon. Oh, freedom. About the stars on past leaving footprints in the sand. We ought to let down our guard. Oh, let down our guard. Let down our guard. Put it down. Try not to be scared anymore. Try not to compare anymore. Just try to be aware. Be aware of your surroundings and try to break free.
On here on KillRadio.org.
Can I talk?
Yeah. Get your mic up.
Don't get my mics up.
Don't get your panties in a bunch. That was Hot Laundry.
For your panties.
Hotlaundry.net, myspace.com/hotlaundry. Apparently, this CD was just recently released, September 28th. So go ahead and get that. Obviously, as they mentioned in their little one sheet here, some of the artists have strong Sublime, Fish, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead influences, and I could certainly hear all of that. So very cool. Look, they got a picture of them playing. Look at the banner in the background. That's Normal.
Uh-huh.
That's a pot leaf. There's some tie dye. The guy wearing long shorts.
I think
shorts.
That looks like it's some sort of cannabis flocking.
Yeah. It's great. Promoting stereotypes, guys. Fantastic. No, I'm kidding. Good music. Hot Laundry. Name of the album is self-titled Hot Laundry. And look at this. I got side one, side two, but it's a CD. Fantastic.
Didn't even notice. I've been actually playing records lately. I bought a record player, like, at Amoeba. They're these cool $100 ones that have stereo jacks.
What's a record player?
it's Japanese, but it's small and it's portable. It has a cover, and it just you can walk around with it. You can't play records that way, but it's an amazing little record player, and I've been playing records, and looking at side one, side two, I'm like, oh yeah, side one and side two, or side A and side B. I was so amazed. I forgot all about
that. You know
what
I saw today that was an amazing invention?
What?
A self-lighting bowl.
A self-lighting
bowl? I saw it on the... my friend showed me on his computer.
For cereal?
No, a pipe for smoking.
Got it.
And it's like a rectangular thingamajig with a lighter on one side that's right next to a... dugout for where you would put your tobacco,
mm-hmm.
and then you light it, and you inhale the tobacco,
uh-huh.
and then you exhale the smoke.
Oh, exhale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it closes. It has like a cover that goes over the tobacco.
So safety?
Yeah. And then it's just this thing, you know, you have it in your pocket next to, I don't know, your flask or
epidermic
needle.
Is it a button that you
whatever.
Push that lights it? What's the
yeah,
mechanism?
Yeah, it's a
the
button.
Trigger.
Okay. Yeah, it's a button as opposed to a wheel or a series of pulleys.
For some reason, I thought it might be self-lighting, which then made me think super fire hazard. You pass out stoned and it's on the ground and it
right.
lights a pillow
yeah,
on
just,
fire.
It bursts into flames every couple of minutes, assuming that
it
you would be smoking.
Deactivates.
Yeah. What can I say? Some people really like their tobacco.
Yeah.
We're joined by some guests. One of my favorite people in the world and his lovely girlfriend, also one of my favorite people in the world, Marshall and Erica from New York City.
New York City.
New York City.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hi.
Yay.
Aww.
They flew all the way over here
just for the
boy,
show.
Their arms tired.
Did yeah.
You, yeah. Did you guys come here to vacuum? You look around at the floors.
So, Yankees, are they good or they suck?
Well, we'll see. Tonight's game could be their demise.
Yeah,
forever.
And that's they're down 2-1 in the series.
And
well,
that's
forever of the 2007 season.
And that's basically
that's baseball, right?
Baseball years, yeah.
It's baseball.
Okay. That's yeah, the little ball, the white one, right?
The little,
but not the little one the Tiger uses. A little bigger white one ball.
Okay, little white balls, fantastic. What's radio like in New York? Is the state of radio in New York, from your guys' perspective? No, I want to hear from both of you, because I want to know what guys and girls in the New York metropolitan area think of their radio. Is it good? Is it bad? Are there good stations, bad stations? Is it in the middle?
Well, to be honest, it comes and goes.
And you're a DJ, too, Marshall. So yeah. Like, you have an inside perspective to what people like to listen to.
The commercial side of the radio, like FM in New York, is just that. It's just so commercialized. I mean, it's just one, you know, one Pop 40 song after the other for the same hour, every hour. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then it'll play that for 3 months, and then you'll never hear it again on that station. You know, ever, because the new song that came out, and it sucks.
But is that true, like, even regardless of what kind of music you're in, like hip-hop or club music, or is it, like, across the board?
Pretty much. There aren't any stations in New York that play, like, you know, songs that aren't, you know, the now, except for, like, the oldie station. Like, we don't have an 80s station, which we should. KTU's not 80s. They're like 70s disco, and then, like, you know.
Is there anything that's more like akin to our KCRW, or that's, you know, kind of an alternative music show? I don't know if you know KCRW here. It's a public radio station, but they're more kind of, they seem to have a corporate connection with a lot of this stuff, but they play more alternative stuff, but truly alternative.
Like,
alternative is not even the right word if you don't even know what it is.
It's where you'd hear more of a mix of, like, more independent artists or, like, local artists. You know, you'd hear some electronica, you'd hear some, you know,
hip-hop.
Yeah, but
those aren't, they're just not mainstream stations. Like, people don't know about them, you know? And I guess it has a lot to do with the sponsorship also, you know?
Right.
So public radio in New York sucks too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Awesome.
Why should New York be any different?
That's beautiful.
Well, ours is pretty good. I mean, KCR, public radio, KCRW, KPCC.
We have a lot of choices, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot
of public
radio
stations. A lot of places.
I think because it's just a big market.
But you know what's funny is we have, like, the 80s station would be, like, 98.7, I guess, because, like, on one day they play nothing but 80s music. And what cracks me up about 98.7 is they have these billboards that say, LA's music alternative, and it's the biggest joke ever because they're the opposite of a music alternative.
Right.
They only play top 40, they only play popular songs.
Alternative to what?
Right, exactly.
LA's musical alternative to anti-corporate radio.
I think what they mean is LA's alternative to music is what they're getting at. And what do you think, Erica, about, like, when you turn on the radio, do you listen to the radio, or do you usually listen to, like, an iPod or...
Normally I listen to CDs, but for the most part I listen to Z100, and they always play the same thing. Mm-hmm. They have about 7 tracks. And
so how do you find out what CDs to buy? Like, what's your source of finding out new music that
you're
using?
I live with a DJ.
He's your source.
I do too.
Yeah.
So he's pretty much my source.
Yeah, corporate radio sucks. Period.
But we need it to be able to identify what non-corporate radio is.
We need it in order to kill radio to have an identity, because without that we'd be nothing.
Exactly. Like the devil, you know, we need it around to understand.
Yeah, to know how good God is.
To understand what it isn't.
Yes.
Very important.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note,
let's
play some more
music. Yep.
And then we'll come back and we'll hassle Marshall and make Erica feel uncomfortable.
Let's just go straight to Erica, because it's like, you know, they're kind of like, do you see that? I smell the fear. Let's just jump on that.
No, I'm going to make her announce the next band.
Okay.
Actually, you guys should ask her to sing, but we'll get to that.
Oh, my God.
Marshall, don't say anything.
You guys are
going to
break up on the air today. I can tell where this is going. All right.
We're listening to Here, where we ruin perfectly good relationships because we're evil people.
Clark 8 has sent us a new track. Clark 8's a band we've played a number of times.
Clark
they were at our
8.
Here event that we did back in, was it May or April?
We like Clark 8.
Yeah, they're great.
He's
nice. And he played my first Tripolar event, which was horrifying. Not because of him. He was great. So we have this track. Clark 8 is MySpace. And also he was on the show live with his mom, remember?
Oh, and you still have to tell me your thing about Columbus Day. But let's play your music.
Okay. MySpace.com/Clark8. 8 is spelled out, so CLARKEIGHT. This is a track. It's the extended mega mix of Raised by Sharks. This is Clark 8 on Here, killradio.org.
Thank you.
That was Malice in Thunderland. We've played them before. They are
Malice in Thunderland. Yeah. That's a perfect name for that band.
We might have played them when you were on your European honeymoon. I think that's when we last played them. So I think we last played them in May.
That sort of sounds like the sequel to a honeymoon. The way
it is in your case.
I guess it is, huh? I never had a honeymoon before.
Well, it's especially a sequel then.
That doesn't make any sense at all, what you just said right there.
Your first honeymoon was spent in Los Angeles.
No.
Where was it spent?
I didn't have a honeymoon.
Where were you living?
New York.
Your first honeymoon was spent in New York.
No, because I didn't have one.
It was a working vacation.
This is what's called a circular conversation.
Okay, let's keep going.
Okay. No, I didn't have a honeymoon.
Okay.
Who's on first?
Anyway,
Malice in Thunderland.
Malice, so they're based out of Germany, myspace.com/MalonMischief, or you can maybe consider it MalonMischief, MalonMischief. That track was called, Euroborus. John, how would you pronounce that?
Euroborus. For once, I think you pronounced something correctly.
God. You know, last week when I did my show, it was all French music, and I said, if you want to know what I play, just go to my blog, because I'm not going to try to pronounce this stuff, because I don't speak French. And then before that was Clark 8. They're based here in Los Angeles, myspace.com/Clark 8, CLARKEIGHT. That was the extended mega mix of Raised by Sharks, and we're back. John.
I just want to say, in celebration of Columbus Day, which is a very important American holiday where we celebrate patriotism.
We celebrate
how good America is and all the things that are good about America.
We also celebrate how we're a nation of immigrants, even though we hate immigrants. We also celebrate how Columbus never set foot on the United States. And we also celebrate how he killed gazillions of people.
See, you're choosing to look at the bad parts. Okay? There are a lot of good things that Columbus did. I want to read to you a little bit from Columbus's journal, because I think he was a very eloquent person.
Yeah.
And I think this says a lot about America and about Columbus.
Wait, how do you know this
Columbus
is truly
mythology.
From his journal?
Shut the fuck up, Mark.
I'm already reading conspiracy.
No. I've read this in several other places, actually, in books that are books. And if it's
corporate
a book,
books.
It has to be
corporate
true.
History. Go ahead.
This is Columbus describing seeing the Arawak Indians for the first time. Quote, "They brought us parrots and balls of cotton and spears and many other things, which they exchanged for the glass beads and hawk's bells. They willingly traded everything they owned. They were well built, with good bodies and handsome features.
Yes.
They do not bear arms and do not know them, for I showed them a sword. They took it by the edge and cut themselves out of ignorance. They have no iron. Their spears are made of cane. They would make fine servants. With 50 men, we could subjugate them all and make them do whatever we want."
Okay, now
that, ladies and gentlemen, is America.
Now, that part sounded kind of hot.
Well, I thought you would think, and that's why I wanted to read that. That's Christopher Columbus writing his log upon meeting the Arawaks. So let's get together and celebrate Columbus Day and kill the innocent people. And
I'm going to find some indigenous people and kick their ass. Or subjugate them to my whims.
Subjugate is a great word.
When I was in Sevilla in the south of Spain, in the cathedral there, they allegedly have the remains of Christopher Columbus in the cathedral. And there's another place, I think in Italy, that claims that they have the remains too. So, of course, it becomes so fetish, necromance kind of bullshit. But so in the cathedral, there's these huge, like larger-than-life statues kind of dressed in that kind of Christopher Columbus fashion. I mean, they must have been like on a scale of 12 feet tall. And on them they had bars on their shoulders, and then on those bars was the coffin that had the remains. And I'm there with David, who was my boyfriend at the time, and he's half Mapuche Indian. And, of course, he hates Columbus. He thinks Columbus is a bullshit piece of shit, partly why he's speaking Spanish now as opposed to Mapuche. Mm-hmm. And both of us were just like, we took some photos, but we're just the whole time just grimacing. It was just gross.
One of the interesting things about the Columbus story that often gets, brushed under the carpet
is that Columbus meant well.
In his well intentions, he was trying to get gold to send back to the people that sent him there. And one of the ways that he was maximizing the amount of gold he could get is that he created a system in which the Indian children would go out and get gold. And if you brought him gold, you got a copper token that you wore around your neck to identify the fact that you brought him gold for that day or that week or whatever time period. And if you didn't bring him enough gold, his men cut your hands off.
Shut up.
I read it in a book.
Why do we celebrate this holiday?
Because America is beautiful.
Is it? Where?
Not America is beautiful. Look, there's a tree.
Oh, and I see a freeway.
No, I will say this so that I don't sound like a crazy flag burning terrorist loving.
No, compared to me, you're sounding very stable.
Compared to you,
I'm like a raging lunatic about Columbus Day.
One of the things about adversity that makes this country ultimately so great, you know, states are violent institutions. The government of every country is a violent institution. It's run by the people who are probably the people who shouldn't be running it. Doesn't matter what country you're talking about. You know, these are people who acquired power, usually through stealing, cheating, killing, one way or another. States and people are not the same thing. And America boasts a lot of amazing people who fought against adversity. Yes, it was against the oppression of our own government in many cases. But things like the 8-hour work week and the right of women to vote, these are all things that were won out of protest by strong-willed American people and American culture. This also happened in other countries, and you contribute it to their cultures as well. But so I just want to throw that out there as a little disclaimer that, you know, America boasts a lot of amazing American people that are, you know, you might describe as patriots, even though their actions, someone like Martin Luther King, for example, who is essentially, you know, identified as an enemy of the state. But is now an icon of Americanism, you know? Columbus just happened to fit into certain bizarre mythological philosophical viewpoints about what America could have been. It's the messianic complex. It's the idea of a savior coming and making something out of what was once nothing.
Right.
And the only way you can do that is by negating the fact that, you know, there were people here that had societies, that had governments, that had
decimated,
you know, religions and everything like that. But that's part of, you know, the glossing over of American history. But that doesn't make America bad.
I wasn't implying that.
Like, the history of every country is violent, and it's because it's generally run by the worst of its society.
Yeah, I wasn't in any way implying that. I wasn't being anti-American by being anti-Columbus. I'm just anti-Columbus.
Well, then why are you wearing that hat that says "I love Osama"?
It's "I lust Osama." Would you learn how to read?
Sorry, my fault.
I really want to shave his beard, though. It gets in the way.
That's gross.
I had to go there.
It's gross because, you know, he's on dialysis, and there's no way he could tolerate the amount of gay sex you would have with him if you were to have gay sex with Osama bin Laden.
God.
He'd be way too tired. You'd wear him out way too quickly.
You know what? I should get hired by the Bush administration, go over there, and fuck the shit out of Osama bin Laden.
Can we call the title of today's episode "Gay Sex with Osama bin Laden"?
Sure.
Because we always...
Or just "Sex with Osama bin Laden." I mean, a woman could do the same thing.
You know what? Let's go back to music.
No.
That's what's great about this show.
Let's turn this into a softcore.
If there's an envelope, we'll push it.
Softcore story about Osama bin Laden.
Ew, gross.
Let's start off with
Let's see. Osama bin Laden's car breaks down.
No, he's your gardener.
Oh, he's your gardener.
And the wife's home alone.
And
the asshole husband who you saw earlier, executive, he leaves her like, bye.
She's abusive. Yeah, and he's cheating on her anyway with the secretary.
Right. Hey, and she needs help getting something down from the top shelf in her kitchen. And she's wearing a low-cut blouse. So he has to look up the blouse or look up the skirt she's wearing.
Dear Penthouse Letters.
Yeah, exactly.
My name is Osama bin Laden.
Oh, God. Let's go to music.
Hey, New Yorkers, can you tell me what we're going to play next, what their MySpace address is, and what their website is?
No problem. What are you, starting from track one?
Yes, I'm going to play the first two tracks because they didn't send any other information. And
this is
the music laid upon me.
No, oh, this is nice. It's a... Sleeve Jacket says, "No Little Kindness." Looks like that's the name of the group or band. It's in the Hebrew font.
Oh.
Have you guys noticed
that? Very intuitive. I did not notice
that. I wouldn't have noticed as a Goyim, but John should have noticed it. But then he's, I think, more Goyim than I am in some ways.
But you're outnumbered in this room right now because Eric is in the other room. You
That's right. I'm outnumbered.
You're outnumbered, yeah.
But you don't count.
Why don't I count?
Because we had a Goyim Seder at your house for Passover last time, and you were the only Jewish person there, so you're kind of canceled out too.
Whatever. You said Seder, Passover, and you in the same sentence, and now you're saying I'm not Jewish enough.
Yeah.
Oi.
They.
What else you got?
So, okay, the first track is called "When I Call." If you like what you're listening to, you can contact them at nolittlekindness@gmail.com. They have a website, though I haven't visited it yet. It's called facebook.com. They also have a MySpace page if you want to add them to your friends or send them a comment. It's myspace.com/nolittlekindness.
I'm going to play that, but before I do, I want to ask you a quick question, and before I send you out to get me some coffee, bitch.
Is he our intern today?
Marshall is our intern today, right, because Kelly got killed when she went. She was hit by a car.
Oh, that's right.
That's great. We had an intern named Kelly.
You'll be fine, though.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
Just look both ways and...
Yeah. Kelly, what an idiot.
She was crying.
And how would you like your coffee stirred?
Ew. That is nasty.
I already know the answer from you, so...
don't compliment yourself, asshole.
No. Giuliani, next president of the United States?
Definitely not.
Or what?
Definitely not.
No?
No way.
What do New Yorkers think?
New Yorkers hate him.
Why do New Yorkers hate Giuliani?
New Yorkers hate Giuliani. They think he's making a mockery out of the entire September 11th, since he was the mayor of New York City during the building collapse.
So he's being an opportunist?
So he's completely being an opportunist, taking advantage of a serious event that caused so many New Yorkers grief.
Yeah.
Is this across the board, like Republican, Democrat? Is this like... a New Yorker perspective, or is this a New York Democrat perspective?
It doesn't matter what your political party favors. This is the New Yorkers that feel this guy is taking advantage of this event and using it for political gain.
Now, Marshall, are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
What party do you belong to?
The Brooklyn Party.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Every Friday and Saturday night.
Our family's all Democrats.
We're all.
I never anymore assume someone's political affiliation, because I'm always surprised.
Yeah. Well, you can't. Yeah. I guess you can't assume that.
But I think if Giuliani wins the nomination, I think it shows how fucked conservatives have gotten, that they're going that far, basically left, to counteract all the bullshit.
Well, he's pro-choice. Yeah.
All the bullshit that
we were talking about this
is.
Last week about how the conservatives are actually trying to come up with a ultra-right-wing version of the ultra-right-wing
political party. The Oh My God Party. Right.
To counteract the fact that Giuliani may actually end up being the front runner.
Yeah.
In this.
Well, we should go to music because we announced the band that we
know. No Little Kindness?
Yeah, No Little Kindness.
One more time. The band is called No Little Kindness. Their website is nolittlekindness.com. Or you can find them on MySpace at myspace.com/nolittlekindness. Their email is nolittlekindness@gmail.com. And we're going to start with the first track. It is called When I Call.
You're listening to Hear Here.
Marshall's a mic hog.
Marshall's awesome.
Yeah.
And furthermore,
we're back on killradio.org. You're listening to Hear Hear. That was different. I don't know. For some reason,
I
thought
that
this was... It was very dreamy. These guys are out of Pasadena, by the way.
We should get stoned.
Yeah. It was very dreamy, ethereal music, and reminded me of some artists like Belly, and yeah, you mentioned earlier, like they had like some music that from Twin Peaks, was it?
It kind of reminded me of slight Twin Peaks, like Julie Cruz time period there. It also kind of reminded me of some of that first song, especially that 50s kind of women anthem rock kind of stuff.
The reason I said it was surprising, way. And I don't know why, maybe it's just... I don't know, like, I just looking at, because I didn't have any other information.
Oh, just based on the packaging?
I just had the packaging, so I thought it was going to be, like, hard rock for some reason. No Little Kindness, I was like, I thought it was going to be, I like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
We're No Little Kindness.
Yeah. We eat bunnies. And it wasn't. It was actually quite nice.
Yeah.
So thank you, No Little Kindness, myspace.com/NoLittleKindness, NoLittleKindness.com. You're listening to here on KillRadio.org.
No Little Kindness.
Exactly.
No, but it also kind of reminded me of, there was some of it that slightly reminded me of, it was reminiscent of like Cocteau Twins and stuff.
That is a very good assessment.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think of the name of that band.
Really?
No, today? Not really. I just made that up just now. I thought it would be cool if I said something like that, like you and I had something in common, but we really
don't. Ever.
But we both do a show at Kill Radio, which we've been doing for a year and a half.
Yep.
So that's something.
Something.
I guess.
Yeah.
And he said, "What about Breakfast at Tiffany's?" Sorry.
What was that?
You know that song, Breakfast at Tiffany's?
No.
And we said, "Oh, that's something we got." It was a one-hit wonder in the
Why
early
don't you
90s.
Continue, John. I own the song.
No
really
idea.
Go for it. Come on, own the song.
Ain't that the worst?
You're not willing to own the song?
No, I'm not. I don't know all the words of the song. It would help if
that's
I was a girl.
Never stopped you before.
I would help if I was a girl, because that's more of a girly song.
Kind of are. I mean, you're not the biggest stud in the room right now.
That hurts.
Does
it really hurts coming from you. It doesn't hurt.
No.
It itches.
Ew.
Ew.
That was good, though.
Whatever.
I'm going to use that. No, I'm going to use that. That's good. That's a good result. That doesn't hurt. That itches.
It's mildly irritating, like a rash. My other favorite thing to say is, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing through you.
Oh, that's good. What was that? Do you remember that movie? I think it was called Happiness. It's by what's-his-name? And there's that one scene where they go, oh, they're not laughing at you. They're laughing with you. And she goes, but I'm not laughing. And I thought it was so brilliant.
Yeah.
I go, it's fucking true. You can be laughing. You could say you're laughing with whoever, but if I'm not laughing, then how are you laughing with me?
That movie Happiness is fucked, man.
I've never seen it, and I wanted to see it.
You've
for
never
so
seen
long.
It?
No, I need to put it on my list.
Oh, yeah.
I've been wanting to see it for so long. I
you
think
know
I
what?
Like it because I like creepy movies like that.
Talk about creepy. You know what Shannon and I watched the other day?
What?
Flashdance. She decided she wanted to see it. She'd never seen it. I don't know. I guess I had never actually
have
seen
I?
The whole thing.
Yeah. I
mean, I'm sure I saw it as a kid. You know, it's sort of like burnt into the subconscious.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's why I'm a heterosexual, but maybe, I don't know, but.
Hellraiser. Hellraiser.
You're calling me gay because I like
that
Hellraiser.
That movie is so freaking gay.
Just because Clive Barker's gay?
It's
you
not
think
that it's
gay.
No,
I'm gay
it's
for liking
such
Hellraiser.
Gay undertones and overtones in that movie.
But you know why I like it? It's because I look at Pinhead and I go, yes, that's how I feel most of the time.
A white guy wearing a dress.
No, I'm
a
talking about the nails in
mad.
The face.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not talking about the wearing of a dress, although I do feel like that sometimes, especially when I listen to Erasure. But
ew, you listen to Erasure? Wow, thanks.
This guy's got a beautiful voice, okay? Let's move on.
Okay. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
There's no coffee in that top.
We got coffee.
Wow.
Yay. You want to be our intern forever?
Really?
We won't pay you.
I'm really expensive.
Awesome.
Don't
This is huge.
That's the size I always get you. No, I always get you the 24.
Oh yeah, the coffee. Yeah. you walked right into that.
I wasn't even thinking that.
Let's go to music.
Let's go to
it's
music.
Your turn.
I think this show's all about meandering today.
Meandering. And sex with Osama bin Laden. And Columbus.
That's a great title for today's show. Meandering and sex with Osama bin
Wait,
Laden.
Wait, Columbus having sex with Osama bin Laden.
With a side of Columbus.
At Thanksgiving dinner.
All right, let's go to music. This is a band called Samurai Kitchen. They're at a Stockholm, Sweden, myspace.com/Samurai Kitchen. We got two tracks to play from them. This first track is Maybe I Will. And you may not believe it, but you're still listening to you here on killradio.org.
Woohoo!
Maybe I will. stolen off, you are a lying thief. You said I did not have the guts, look, I just pulled it off. Here we are, oh, there's a change. How do you like it to be a bully in chain?
Samurai Kitchen.
I like that.
Yeah, they're fun. They're out of Stockholm, Sweden.
That's did you hear how I just said that?
What?
I like that. When did I start talking that way?
It's Columbus Day.
I like that.
Oh, it's a Columbus Day thing. Good. Yeah. Okay, good. Never mind then. Go back to what you're saying.
Oh, thanks, John. Thanks for letting me go back.
Yeah, you have my permission to continue.
Oh, thanks, John.
Co-host.
God. Again, they're out of Stockholm, myspace.com/Samurai Kitchen. That last track we heard was Don't Stop, Come On. Before that, we heard Maybe I Will. And
I was saying how I heard they're from Sweden, and I had the preconceived notion that what we were going to hear was going to be death metal, because I know that's very popular there.
Right.
And instead, it was this very, very hip.
Their preconception about us is that we're assholes, and we're proving it right every moment that we talk on today's show.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with death metal. It's just I've heard a lot of
death metal.
It's
not something for you to take
there.
Personally. I'm just going along with what you're saying.
And so I was pleasantly surprised that it wasn't death metal. And then I thought about ABBA. And then I thought, well, but ABBA is sort of death metal.
Do you realize that Swedes probably hate that every time we talk about Swedish music,
we have to mention ABBA?
Mention ABBA because it's like they're the only ones
that
exist.
But don't.
And there's probably,
but when people talk about American music, they mention Britney Spears, right?
They don't only mention Britney Spears. There's a lot of that they mention. And there's probably a lot more going on.
I had a dream about Britney Spears last night.
There's probably a lot more going on in the Swedish music scene than either death metal or pop rock or whatever.
Well, that's exactly my point, is that we don't hear it here. So you have preconceived notions about other countries and what music is popular there. And then you hear music like this and go,
I guess I don't. That's why I'm kind of not. I'm better than you, basically.
It's good that you're perfect in every other way, because that
way.
Oh
no, I'm imperfect in every other way.
Oh, okay.
So you're kicking my ass in most categories, but there's one category I don't have preconceived notions
about
other countries' music. No, I do have preconceived notions about
All I'm saying is, you said you were going to play a band and that they were from Stockholm, Sweden.
Would you let it go? Can we move on? What were you going to say?
I don't know. What was I going to say? What was I just talking about just now before? Damn.
I'm a bad office husband.
You are. This show should be called...
Actually, I'm a perfect office husband.
Here, here with Mark and or John. What the hell was I just going to say? And it was incredibly relevant to something. Oh, well. I'll come back to it anyway, I guess. I guess we'll just go to music. Son of a whore. I cannot remember what I was going to say. I might be dying.
No.
Well,
no.
Maybe that's what I was going to say. No. Okay, well, this is a band called In the Movies. In the Movies. InTheMovies.com.
You can watch 7 films in the movies.
MySpace.com/InTheMovies. And can you bring up that page again with the info for them? I just want to make sure, because they were so good at making sure that I got it from Los Angeles. And oh, okay, all this information is on the CD. Yeah, myspace.com/inthemovies. I'm gonna play a couple tracks for you, and thank you for submitting. And they're local, and they sound like this. And you're listening to Hear Hear.
Like what? Like
on
what?
On killradio.org.
Like what? Like what? Oh.
On here on killradio.org.
And John, who is that performer once again? In the movies. Thank
sunny
you.
Sunny Los Angeles, California. InTheMovies.com, MySpace.com/InTheMovies. Thank you for your submission. It's got a picture on the back of what I'm assuming is the lead singer making a phone call, and I hope he got through. So, let's talk
about
this.
If he didn't get through, he hung up in time to still get his money back. You don't have to do that, right?
Really? You can do that?
If you hang up before the call connects, you can still get your money back. If it connects, like you get an answer machine.
Oh, before the call connects. Yeah, totally.
Even after it gets the answer, you can still hang up in time and get your money back.
This is not interesting at all. Not to me, not to anybody
else. But
that's
what I think that's the subtitle of our show. Uninteresting radio. radio tedium.
And then put mildly entertaining? I don't think so. Killradio.org.
Mildly entertaining? Hell no.
No. It's not true. We rock. We're awesome. We're the best radio station on this side of Vermont. So
let's talk about the hair event.
Chicks, man.
I'm coming in loud.
You always come in loud because you put the balls of the microphone up to your chin.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's out of habit or what, but
I probably deserve that comment. It's true. No, it's true. I noticed no one else puts the chin, or I mean the microphone on the chin. I do. Mm-hmm. I guess because I want to also don't have the popping peas, so I end up talking over it that way.
Oh, please.
Oh, penis. Okay, so we have an event in basically 2 weeks.
It's more than an event. It's a flyer.
No, it's more than an event. It's a lifestyle. It's a way of life.
It's a way of life.
It's the once a month.
It's a way of life. It really is for Kill Radio. Yeah. It's our way of life.
Or a way of staying
alive.
It's
our way of being alive.
Perhaps. resuscitating Kill Radio each and every month. It's a Hear Hear fundraiser that we do at Lost Souls Cafe, which is downtown Los Angeles. If you want to see the new burning hot flyer, you can go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/hearhear. That's HEAR_HEARE.
There's also a MySpace page for Kill Radio, the station as a whole, which is myspace.com/kill_radio.
Yep.
And if you look at the, you'll see the flyer on there as our icon, as well as on the page itself. And also, if you look at the top friends there, almost all of those people are have shows here at Kill Radio, so you can click on those and check out some of the other shows at the station.
And what I also want to add, if you go to our MySpace page for Hear Hear, HEAR_HERE, you can also see how to submit. So we can just get that out of the way right now. All the submission information, if you're a band or know someone's in the band, you can just direct them to that page, look under how to submit, simple instructions, simple information we need included.
We take CDs, we take MP3s.
Just be sure to do it.
Yeah. Do it as opposed to
not
doing
it. But check out the flyer. It turned out good. We have six bands. It's a $5 donation to killradio.org, which is this wonderful non-profit, non-commercial, internet radio station that you're listening to right now. The six bands are Evita Freaks, Dagger Van Gogh, The Fast Cells, Jason Heat and the Greedy Souls, Zara Vaughn, and Hello... Oh, my God. I just realized that's why I stopped. I did a typo on the flyer.
No way. Where?
Yeah, I did. It's Jason Heath.
I can put Jason Heat?
Yeah, it's Heat. Shit.
That's burning hot.
I can update it really quick. I'll do that when we go to music. Dragon. Yeah, and Hello Dragon. Thank you so much. So it's a great lineup of bands.
Yeah.
These are bands we've all played on the show before. Some of them a number of times. And
they're
now
all
we
big
get
supporters of Kill Radio.
Yeah, and we get to show them off to all who come on down to Lost Souls Cafe.
Come on down.
Come on down. It's a great cafe. It sounds like they're going to be having beer and wine there pretty soon.
Ooh.
For sure by the end of the year.
I hope
November.
We're still doing it.
We will be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so I'm really excited about that. I
love beer.
Me too.
Just wanted to throw that out there. I just really like it. I'm not saying it in terms of like I love being drunk. I'm saying I love beer. I love, because a lot of people drink and they don't care about beer at all. I actually like beer.
No, I love beer. What are some of your favorite beers?
I tend to prefer the green bottle European style beers, Grolsch, Heineken, Beck's, St. Pauli's.
Right, right.
That kind of beer. But I like different kinds of beers. I don't like domestic American beer generally.
No.
I'm not a big fan of like syrupy, fruity beers. Mm-mm. It depends on the mood I'm in, but a lot of the brown bottle beers, they taste too kind of weedy or something to me.
For me, in terms of American beers, I do like Hefeweizen, Pyramid Hefeweizen.
Oh, I do like Hefeweizen.
I love
too.
That one. Yeah. That one's really good. But I mostly go towards Asian beers. Like, I love Tsingtao.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
I love Singha is one of my favorites. And there's
the Japanese beers are good, too.
Yeah. And there's an Indian beer called Taj Mahal that's really good. So those are kind of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But Singha is probably one of my favorites. And I don't drink it that much because you can't really buy it other than if you're at
only
a Thai restaurant.
Only at Thai restaurants, yeah. And I like Kirin Ichiban.
Yeah, Kirin's good.
And Marsh, what do you like?
I'm a big fan of Tsingtao. As far as
seriously,
it's kind of skunky, but it's great.
Yeah,
it's totally skunky.
I've only ever had it since I've seen John drink it. Actually,
how funny!
Like, I never had it before that.
When did we have it? We must have been at.
It was
Chinese
a while ago. You were in New York. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is a long time.
What
ago.
I love about that beer is when I get drunk off, it's like, yes, let the communist takeover begin.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Also, a big fan of Yingling, which is domestic.
Yingling is on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's made in Pennsylvania, actually.
Yeah, yeah, I've had it. Yeah, at the Baltimore airport is where I've had it, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
But European beers, there's a lot of them that suck.
Yes, also
there's a lot that's really good.
And I'm generally not a huge fan of domestic California beers. There are a lot of good ones, but I...
No.
Most
there's some
of the
great microbrews that are good,
yeah.
But those are so... microbrews for a reason. You know where microbrew is really big is up in Northern California. Like when I go up there, there's all these great beers that we don't get down here.
Yeah, Northern California has a lot more.
There's a great microbrew down here that I learned about. They're in Pasadena. It's called Craftsman, and they do some really cool microbrews. I've had them at that place that what's his name from Cute Phase works at on Second, the Pirate Bar place. The
Adam.
Yeah, what's in that place?
The Redwood.
Redwood Inn, yeah. That place is good. That place is fun. It's not piratey anymore, but they have the Craftsman
beers
there.
Oh, good, because the pirate-themed bar is dumb.
No, that place is fun now.
good.
I've been there a number of
times.
What
is it? It's not like clown themed or vampire themed, is it?
They have. It's cool. They have there's all the guys wear black shirts, and they're it's a skull hands or skeleton hands that are doing R and I, kind of like gang sign. It's kind of subversive, but it's kind of cool.
Sprockets themed,
but
Devo themed
with skeleton hands. Where are you going with this, John?
I don't know.
Good. Okay, let's continue on.
Mexican Day of the Dead themed.
It's pirate. It's the pirate. Oh, yo-ho, scullywags.
It's still pirate-themed.
Well, it's pirate-themed inside, but there's no pirates.
When they went there, they actually had people dressed
right.
like pirates.
They got rid of that. It's okay. Nautical. It's more nautical than pirate.
Nautical.
Nautical. Let's start that. Dude, that's nautical.
Totally nautical.
Dude.
Have you ever had Hebrew?
No.
It's a beer called Hebrew.
I like that for a number of reasons.
It's got a picture of a rabbi on it. And it's swear to God, and it's kosher.
Of course,
it's from Northern California, and it's called Hebrew.
Where my mind went, I've been thinking Hebrew.
Oh, like you thought it was a gay beer?
No, He-Man brew. Or just our pro-masculinity beer.
Do they have gay beers?
Get me an order of Shebrew.
Have you ever seen the
Saturday
Night Live sketch?
You know what probably the gay beer is? It's fucking Coors Light, which those people are anti-gay, but they market so well in all the gay communities.
That's cross-burner beer. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's those beers are so marketed in all the gay
communities.
Are they really? Yeah.
Well, have you ever seen the Saturday Night Live sketch? It had Chris Farley. I can't remember who else was in it, but it was Schlitz Gay. And it's like a bunch of guys. And they're like at a pool, and they're like having a party, and it's like very cool and very hip. And it takes you a while to figure out that they're all guys, and they start taking their shirts off, and they're drinking beer, and they're jumping in the pool and splashing water. It's like Schlitz Gay. And they're like, the whole thing is just, it's hilarious.
That's sort of the best stuff they do is the TV show stuff or the commercial stuff on that show.
Yeah, their spoof mocking. Commercials are hilarious.
What was the one that was? I think it was for Chanel No. 5, and it shows a guy diving in the water, and then he comes on the other end, and he starts making out with a golden retriever or something.
Oh yeah,
really
yeah.
sexy guy wearing a Speedo, and he's just like tongue kissing. And this Christian group said that, then took that and said that Saturday Night Live was promoting bestiality in children or something.
But they are.
Are you a practitioner now? Is that what you're saying? Because of that? I could say something so mean right now, but I stopped myself.
Okay. Well, when you're doing
stuff. We did Mary Shannon.
See, but that doesn't work because she's such a babe.
I know.
It would work if I had married someone.
But I'm still
kind
of embarrassed for even joking it. I don't know. It's weird.
But it would be.
I think because your family's here, I think they're all going to gag over. Hey, shut up about Shannon, man.
Yeah. No, but it would work if, you know. But it doesn't. Which is unfortunate.
This is the weirdest show today. Our banter together is so like.
It's because
it's
Columbus Day.
Yeah. Okay, you're pro-Columbus.
And you had to run here.
I'm anti-genocide. Yeah.
Because you worked today.
Yeah.
So you're off kilter because you worked.
Totally.
And I'm off because it's Columbus Day.
And I'm intimidated by your family. They're very, you know, brutish, if you will.
Yeah. Marshall's a thug.
Intimidating.
Marshall's straight up gangsta.
Gangsta.
Been hit with a few shots. Now I walk with a limp.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. See?
Let's play music before he pops a cap in your ass.
I'd probably welcome that at this point, though. I haven't been dating much lately.
Gay.
This is a band called Williford.
No, seriously, homosexual.
Shut up, Jew. Jew, shut up. This is a band called Williford. They're based out of San Francisco, just north of us. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/graysongs. We've played them before because I remember we played them before, but I also remember their MySpace page because they spell gray the English way, which I prefer.
Yes.
myspace.com/graysongs, GREYSONGS. This track is called Me and Two Flies. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
Vision eyes, no bar, no bar.
Papa Satch.
Und we're back.
That track by Papa Satch, we've played it before. It's Run for Cover. In parenthetical, it says With Blank Stare. They're out of Levittown, New York. Their website address is www.reverbnation.com/PapaSatch. PapaSatch. And thanks for submitting. I'm not going to say anything. I thought we played this song before because it sounds familiar to me, but I don't know if it fell through the cracks and I go, oh my God, I never put this on a playlist. I have a feeling that's what happens. Sometimes that happens with me.
Or this could be a dream that you're having right now.
You've said this before. Why would I choose this dream to be in here in this room and Marshall? I mean, no offense, Marshall, but I mean, I would, you know, choose differently. No offense.
No, but you don't get to choose.
Offensively, I would choose differently.
You don't get to choose your dreams. Well, they happen. They're an amalgam of things that.
Are you talking
about
dreams as in aspirations, dreams?
No, I mean, like right now, you're asleep. I show up in people's dreams all the time. I don't know. It's a gift. And at some point, my head's going to turn into a cheeseburger. You're going to lunge at me.
Marsha, going to let him say that? I show up in people's dreams all the time. It's a gift.
No, I don't mean it like.
Marshall, has he ever been in your dreams?
I don't mean that. I show up in there. No. You're misunderstanding
me. I'm rubbing off
on
Marshall. He's turning homo.
No. First of all,
sorry, Erica.
Stop. First of all, stop rubbing at my cousin. Second of all, I don't mean that. I show up in people's good dreams. I mean I show up in their banal. Average dreams about, you know,
boring dreams.
Having a third arm or a nipple
that's
that talks
boring.
Or, you know, just like...
No, you show up in dreams like, where it's about a cloud.
Right, but a cloud that's running for president or something, you know, or, you know...
That's still a relatively interesting dream.
When your shoe is also a Bob Dylan record or something, you know. Dreams don't make any fucking sense.
Sometimes they do.
So I periodically show up. Every once in a while I show up in a good dream. But anyway, my point is,
please,
that
we're listening, aren't we, honey?
Now I think I'm the one who's having a dream, and I don't like it. I'm gonna call Marshall, who's still in New York. I might add,
yeah,
and say, dude, I had a dream that.
Why don't you call him right now?
You and my co-host.
If this
were doing
was
gay
really
stuff,
a dream, you wouldn't be able to dial the number.
Why?
Because in dreams, numbers is a trick, is where you trip up on dreams.
Really?
Or repeating something, repeating the same thing in a dream, that's when you know it's a dream, because you can't repeat, you usually, like 1,000 times out of 1,000, you can't repeat the same thing twice. Okay, so
Sorry about that.
Proved feedback happens in dreams.
Okay.
So dial Marshall's number. Well, first of all, you're not going to be able to dial Marshall's number, so you have to dial a local number.
I'll dial my own.
You can dial Shannon at work.
That's unfortunate.
No,
why
she'll
would
be mad
you
at me if I put her on the air.
My number is domestic, unless you would have to use...
Oh. Is it what is it? 213?
It's 646.
What area code is that?
It's New York City.
We can't dial out this phone. We can't.
You can't?
No, we have a block on long-distance area codes.
Oh, that's funny. I guess I consider, you know...
Speaking
all
of
the
radio
TV, America, domestic.
Yeah. Oh, I have a call.
Really? Who is it?
I don't know. Hello?
Oh, okay. Now hang up and do it again.
You know what? Let's just go to music.
So you can't do it again. See, this is a dream.
You're right. It's not a dream.
I forgot to mention before that.
But
before
you can call yourself in a dream.
You can.
Yes.
But it may not be the actual number that you would normally call.
Right.
But
it's any number you dial, you're going to be answering the phone.
Yeah.
Before that one.
Glad we cleared that up. That was. Yeah.
I think we're down to 5,000 listeners now. We lost half a million.
Woohoo!
Before that game was Williford, Me and Two Flies. They're out of San Francisco. MySpace.com/GreySongs. GreySongs. I just want to apologize.
What?
We're just like...
What are you talking about?
If you would listen, you would understand everything that's going on right now.
Oh. This
has been the weirdest show we've done in a long time.
I come here not to do listening. Oh, can I tell you a story?
Please, because
it's really short.
The weirdest show we've done
about listening.
In a while.
It's not really true, but... one of my assignments for my psychology coursework this week is to practice mirroring for an hour. And so mirroring is how you reflect someone else in the room, in the sense that, like, let's say you're a kid and you let's say a kid comes home from Little League and he struck out and they lost the big game. A bad mirror would be the dad saying, "Well, I knew you were never going to be a good baseball player." Mm-hmm. That would be what you call a broken mirror. He's reflecting the son in a way that's not appropriate of who he is. And then there's an empty mirror that would be, "Oh, that's unfortunate. Now go set the table." sort of a not any kind of response. And then there's the healthy mirror, which is, oh, better luck next time. I'm sure lots of other people struck out. You know, we'll work on your batting or, you know, whatever.
Right, right.
So, you know, what you have to do as a therapist is be a healthy mirror for your client, you know, and kind of reflect what they're giving you in a way that's appropriate.
Right,
not necessarily positive, but appropriate. So I'm supposed to practice this for an hour. And so
I knew you'd be so good at this class, Sean.
So I'm not...
you're doing so great.
I'm not doing it well today here on the show.
No.
Because I don't give a shit about anything that you've been saying for the past 2 hours. But I'm going to work on it. So maybe next week I'll come in and... Oh, except I ruined it because you're not supposed to know that I'm mirroring you. I'm supposed to do it without you knowing.
Yeah, because I'm going to be the biggest asshole next week.
I know.
Bigger than big.
But I gotta find some innocent victim that will spend
gay
an hour
rage.
With me. That will spend an hour
It'll
with me.
It'll be all about gay white rage.
That was my question, though, for the professor when he told us we have to do this. I raised my hand. I'm like, how do we get someone to hang out with us for an hour?
how do we get them to stay
exactly.
for an hour?
I'm like, can we talk too? I'm confused.
Can you give me some pointers on getting people to stay with me for 1 hour time length?
Marshall, help me out here. Save me from this disaster of a show. We have a band to play. What is this band?
This band is called Lost Order. And it looks like they have no contact information with the exception of a MySpace address.
Oh, that's contact. We consider that
that's
very
good
contact
that's
information.
Good
yeah, okay. That's fine. You
actually, Starsky gave me this CD. It's the son or daughter of a friend of his in Australia. That's something I know about that. No, about that CD.
Oh, that's cool. So it comes recommended? I assumed he listened to it? Or maybe
not. Well, it was handed to me, and I'm going to audition it for the world.
That's great. Okay.
What's their MySpace page?
Their MySpace page is myspace.com/lostorder123. That are the numbers, 123.
He's good at this.
He really is. We should have him do the rest of the show and we can just leave.
What? No.
No, because then he'll get mugged on the way back to my place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Plus lost.
No, he looks like 18th Street. He won't get mugged.
18th Street.
18th Street, yo.
18th Street.
Give me your shit, yo. We actually didn't talk about this,
no,
but we don't need to. Let's go on.
Music. So one more time, guys. This is Lost Order. The name of the song is Inhumane, and if you like what you're listening, the MySpace page is myspace.com/lostorder123.
Tell them you heard it on here on killradio.org. We'd love it. And we're back on here on killradio.org. That rocked. That was Lost Order from Australia. MySpace.com/LostOrder123.
the numbers. That, 123.
That was rocking.
Yeah.
I was impressed by that. And Marshall, reiterate what you were just telling us about the music that you hear on the show. Because you've heard the show before and you've been here in the studio today.
Yeah. What you guys didn't hear, what I was saying off air, is how impressed I am actually with the submissions that come into this show. When, you know, you think of a radio station here, and people just want to submit their songs and you guys are going to play it no matter what, you would think people will just submit anything no matter what. When in actuality, the submissions are, you know, quality bands, quality music that you would listen to on commercial contemporary stations.
Well, that's the sad testament. It shows really how much corporate radio sucks.
Yeah. Because this stuff isn't being played. And
I didn't come into this doing this show with that attitude, but I so believe it now because there's so much talent that we play. They all deserve to be on the radio, but the way corporate radio is, the real estate of corporate radio airplay is so limited that these people aren't getting played.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and normally when you submit to your average radio station, there's some bizarre process where, you know, someone is going to look at it, listen to it, and judge it and decide whether or not they think that, oh, if I play this song, you know, are people going to feel this way about it long enough to sit through the car insurance commercial that we're going to play and the Burger King commercial that we're going to play and the cell phone commercial that we're play, and they'll still be around to listen to the next song.
Except that cell phone commercial could be one of your commercials. So what are you saying, John?
I'm saying that
fuck the man.
Yeah.
Even
if it's me. Actually, that's more your department, but
yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Sailor.
No, but that's the weird thing about the show. I mean, seriously, when we started the show, we didn't know what to expect. In fact, we probably had low expectations.
No, I really believed it was going to be bad, and I was looking forward to that. Like, I was going to play a lot of bad music and find it amusing.
Right.
But instead, we ended up getting the good music.
Yeah, we don't have those weird American Idol moments where you get to relish in the bad music stuff. I mean, they're here and there.
Every once in a while.
But overall, I think I'm seriously constantly amazed by the talent, not only here in Los Angeles, which is overflowing, but just throughout the country and the world that we get. The other thing that's different about our show, too, is we're not so genre-specific. I mean, that's what also...
At all.
Yeah. Period. So we're not only, like, submitted music of this type of music. It's everything. And that's one of the fun things, too.
What I like about us is that we're absolutely wonderful and, at the same time, unbelievably modest.
And what I like about you is you're cute and I'm handsome. And I like that.
You know what?
And we sound that way over the microphone.
This conversation is making me moist. Let's go to another...
Ew, don't say that word. I hate that word.
I know.
Oh.
We always have this conversation about words. That you don't like moist. I don't like Nazi.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I've been saying Nazi so much lately, too.
You
need to say moist more to catch up and then balance it all out.
It's called exposure with response prevention.
Oh, okay.
It's part of cognitive behavioral therapy.
Great. I'm going to be your guinea pig for the next, throughout your whole master's.
Dude, I'm going to convince you of so many sexual molestations that didn't happen.
Right. And you're going to put me through sexual reparative therapy or whatever?
Exactly.
Yeah, which doesn't work, by the way.
That's the one where people oppress you into not being gay.
Yeah, and they think that like with Ted Haggard, they make him ungay in 3 weeks. Ask me how.
3 weeks? I could do it in 2 hours.
That meth snorting, escort loving homo priest, after 3 weeks is now straight.
You want to hear my favorite quote from Sigmund Freud before I let you go to music? My favorite quote from Sigmund Freud was in a letter that he wrote to someone, and it was regarding cocaine, and he wrote, "I suspect this stuff might be addictive." Awesome.
Awesome.
This was after prescribing it for years to all of his patients.
Wow.
"I suspect it might be slightly addictive."
Huh. So, great.
Oh, and you want to have sex with your mother. You have anything else to play?
Yeah, I do. I have actually two more sets. This next band we're going to play is Oz Williams. This is actually the band that Jared's in. Jared, who does the Truth Serum on Tuesdays,
which
from
is an awesome
4
show.
To 6.
Tuesdays, 4 to 6.
He also has an event at Lost Souls Cafe. I think it's called Talking Drum. That happens the Sundays we're not there doing our gig.
Oh, so, and 6 to 7, he also does the Truth Serum News Hour, which is more news.
So he's
music.
He's in this band called Oz Williams. They're based here in Los Angeles. MySpace.com/Oz Williams. And we have two tracks. This first song is Re-Evolution. You're listening here on KillRadio.org.
Hey! constant recreation, re-evolution.
I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Anyway, we're talking about
the December Hear event, yeah. That I'm booking the bands. The idea is we're gonna have the bands do only Christmas music,
crazy,
and the bands I've already asked.
Crazy.
We're crazy
Bob
here. Yeah.
That's all.
But the bands are excited.
I mean, I'm gonna participate, but that's all.
No, the
you.
Bands are excited.
What do you know? What bands are gonna play in December? I guess it doesn't.
I only know two that said yes, but I haven't done the formal request yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I want to do more than, I want this maybe to be a longer event.
I want Koseo to do
Dreidel. Koseo would be great.
The Dreidel song.
I'll do it.
Because they do a really moving rendition of it.
They do?
I'm saying they would do a really moving, powerful.
They do a moving rendition of everything.
Oh, and the reason they're friends of mine is that they're playing tonight at Bordello, and I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that. MySpace.com/Koseo Music. Probably not. Shannon has to be up at 6 in the morning tomorrow, so we're going to stay.
Bordello is a beautiful space. And if you go to their MySpace page, I think it's their website. I think it's bordellobar.com. And it's all Flash-based, so it's really well-designed and animated. And there's some beautiful photos, too. It's a really cool space for bands.
I want to add also, just because Koseo is playing, October 20th at Crane's Tavern in Hollywood on El Centro. I'm doing isgoodmusic.com presents, where I put on bands that I've had on my show on Thursday is good. It's going to feature Kelly DeMartino, Ghost Town, Cosio, and the Young Goodman Browns. It's going to be a great show, and it's a free show, and it's a Saturday night. So if you're listening,
I should go to that. That'd be fun. That'd be easy to go to because that's Subway adjacent.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this now, or if you're listening to an archive of the show, or if you've podcast this or whatever, as long as it's before October 20th, you can still go.
If it's after, just take the portal back into time.
Use the vortex.
Yeah.
And go back in time.
Yeah. Where in El Centro is it?
I'm not sure exactly. I was there, and now I don't remember.
It's a short little street between Hollywood and Sunset.
Yeah, and it's in that general
area.
There's
a Bally's on
there. It's the 1600 block.
I know, but there's only like two blocks, and then on the other end is the Palladium. So it's a weird area.
A lot of bands play at Crean's Tavern, and not a lot of people know where it is. So work that out.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
So we got one more set. This is a band called Firebug that basically...
Yeah, speaking of Isgood.
You turned me on to when I saw them over at Molly Malone's that one time, about a month to 6 weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah, they played there recently.
And I ran into her at Bar 107, and she handed me a CD. I said, well, I'll play it.
Firebug is among the hardest working bands in LA,
and the rockiest bands.
They're really great.
Really great
sound. I've had them on Isgood. They've performed a few Isgood shows. And I love them, but since you're playing them, I'll let you introduce them. Sorry.
Their MySpace page is myspace.com/firebug. We got two tracks from them. This first track is Forever Won't Wait. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Brought my heart, brought my sense. nothing ever lasts. Hey, my, you know it's not the end of the world.
Killradio.org.
Whoa, you
MySpace.com
totally spiking there.
Firebug. That last track was End of the World. Before that, we heard Forever Won't Wait. They're based here in Los Angeles. And thank you so much. I'm so glad I ran into Juliet.
Hooray.
At Bar 107, which I was at last night, getting free beer because they were trying to medicate me for having my gig canceled.
That's so sad.
That was so sweet of them.
Do you have another one for next week?
I don't know.
So you don't know.
I don't know.
So you haven't booked it yet then? Or you have it?
Technically I have, but it's not confirmed because I don't know. There's a Piper. So what does that mean? This has been the funnest event booking. You know, it's like all the weird stuff that's been happening.
It's a challenge.
It's been kind of stressful.
Yeah. It can be stressful.
I haven't enjoyed.
Sorry that you're going through that.
It's all right. Let's thank the bands.
Let's do that. And you know, it's funny for such a long
show. First of all, let's thank your family
for
showing up.
Yeah. Hey, Marsh, come in here so I can thank you. And Erica,
hey,
who's our family too. Erica, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yay. Isn't that a nice voice? Yeah. And Marsh, thanks for being our co-host.
Yeah, hey, this is fun, man. I'll be a co-host anytime. Woo-hoo. I can co-host via, you know, Eastern Standard definition.
Yeah, don't be
call in.
You can always instant message
us. You can call in.
Yeah, you guys can't call me, but I'll call in.
Yeah, exactly. We'll put you live on the air.
Cool. So thanks to the bands Firebug, Oz Williams, Lost Order, Papa Satch, Willa Ford, In the Movies, Samurai Kitchen, No Little Kindness, Malice in Thunderland, Clark 8, Hot Laundry, Austin James Band, and Amasua.
Yay.
For being on Here Here on killradio.org.
And it's almost 5 o'clock. What the heavens?
That's insanity.
Yes.
Insanity sauce.
So do we know what we're going to next, John?
No. Could be anything, really.
Could be anything.
What I said at the top of the show was that I was going to continue playing what was playing when I came in today.
Okay.
Which is
which was that?
Bennett
what
and Chris's that? Discussion about 9/11 conspiracy theories. I know it's been played a lot, though.
Has it?
A few times.
Really?
But it was a very good discussion.
It was.
But perhaps, you know what? Let me put on some people who do that because
yeah,
because that you know, and then after that, if people
and go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/here_here HEAR_HERE to find out more information about the event that we're doing for Kill Radio, the fundraiser,
October 21st,
which is a Sunday. It's always the third Sunday of the month. We have 6 bands, $5 goes to support this station and all that we do for independent radio, also independent music, as of course what we're about today. So yes. It will be supporting that level of independence that perhaps we don't have in corporate radio, which allows us to talk about Columbus as a killer and allows us to play out the fantasy of me having sex with Osama bin Laden.
Awesome.
So, I mean, that's what the independence gets us. And you can support that with your $5 donation at the Here Here fundraiser October
21st
at Lost Souls Cafe, downtown Los Angeles in the Old Bank District.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you weren't talking.
I'm just saying things. I'm not really listening to what you're saying.
I just love when people say that. Go, that's what I'm talking about. I'm like, dude, you weren't even talking.
Don't tase me, bro.
I haven't heard that. That's so stupid hot.
Nah, mean.
All right.
Nah, mean.
You've been listening to Here Here on killradio.org.
Meow. Oh, do you want to stop? But wait.
Is it going to... Hold up.